AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello and welcome back again. So our investigators last time finished off in the workroom with the scampering woman thing pets, Jesse being blind and not having a very good time of things. I need you all, except for James, who is back for this episode, to roll me a spot hidden.
Question.
Yes.
Jesse is blind. He ain't spotting shit.
Okay, well, you don't. Good point.
Hold on.
No, actually, I want to do it just in case he makes it.
Can I say
you'd that? Actually have to roll what if it's twice.
Yep, that's realistic.
What if it was like a sleight of hand? He's feeling around.
Like, not likely. Okay. Cap got a success with the regular. Okay, so
actually, not to interrupt, but should I roll a spot hidden anyway in future, because the pet can technically see and alert me to stuff?
You can roll for your pet.
Yeah.
I think you have control over it,
don't
you?
It has its own...
Where is the pet? Scampering woman?
I moved it down to the bottom.
It has its own sheet.
This is complicated looking.
Yeah.
How do I roll stuff on it?
If you look down the bottom, there should be skills.
Holy shit, what the fuck is this? I see the stuff listed. Oh, do I click on them and they work?
Click on character sheet.
No, I don't. Okay, I'm on character sheet.
Scroll down.
It doesn't actually have spot hidden. Not the skills.
It doesn't have spot hidden. It's not actually that intelligent.
Does it have any skills? I only see the...
It only has dodge.
Dodge and dexterity. Shouldn't it have, like, an attack?
No. It's written in the
its job is running away. Hold on. Its only thing it can do is dodge. Thing is running away. Wait a second.
It can, if cornered, throw itself at you and cause damage.
That's an attack, though. You just said it had no attack.
Well,
it does. It just does. It just has a different. It doesn't have a brawl roll.
Yeah, it's a different way of doing it. It's not quite an attack.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on that then.
Okay, Gertrude, roll me a perception check, please.
Perception?
Yes. You're not seeing what I'm rolling here, but just got a hard success on something on stealth, so...
What the hell is a perception roll? Stealth spot hidden?
Oh, yeah, no, this is for an old rule set. Okay,
we don't have perception in this one.
Yeah, no, I forgot this is from a very old version of the game. Yeah, roll me another spot hidden quickly.
Okay.
Hard success.
Oh,
hard success.
Okay. 25. I will let you roll a fighting
a fighting brawl. Okay.
Essentially,
yeah, I wonder if we could win. I wonder if I could lose that one in any possible way.
Let me roll
25 to 99.
Yeah. So you just hear this. As you see a mosquito land on your arm.
Did I destroy my arm? Hold on. I'm doing a fighting brawl on a mosquito. Just karate chops my arm and it just falls off? Like, what?
Well, I mean, you slapped the mosquito. I was going to have that as a whole bit, but you kind of killed it already. Oh, fair enough. But that kind of ruined the...
I mean, you smashed that thing so good, it didn't even bite you.
Yeah, it basically turned to powder. James, you hear a commotion downstairs of a loud crash. You're outside the front of the Corbett house as you're walking past, going to your house, which is a few doors down. What do you do?
No, I look over and I immediately see him, and he's probably just
just moving something about. But I have a little look anyway.
So, there's two torches on the screen right now. You are represented by the white torch. So, if you're going to look in, I don't think the windows work on this, but you would see.
I just tap on the window. You'd see into the workshop,
and you'd see everyone down there.
I don't say anything. I just sort of shrug and like, "The fuck's going on?"
We're in the basement.
Okay. Is he close enough to see the spider head?
Can I? No, because I'm at the front door, aren't I?
No, you're down there as well. That's where you finish. Okay, so the scampering woman thing is behind a table. He won't see it yet.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, but can I hear James and give him a wave? Like, hey, it's you. I haven't randomly seen you in a few weeks.
Give me a listen roll if you really want. You don't hear him at all.
I don't hear him anyway.
Does anyone...
Anyone else hear him?
You know, actually, do we all roll listen rolls?
Yeah, you can all roll a listen roll.
Sure. Where is listen?
It's the easiest way I can think of shooting someone in. Does everyone fail?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
No one wants success.
Nope.
Yeah, I like. Aww. Can I like poke it open?
I'd say you
can
knock a bit louder. And
I'm breaking nothing.
Break the window.
Can I like
break
open it?
Break the window.
Just be like,
break the window.
Break the window.
It's
latched
the door
from the inside, so you'd have to
door.
Have it.
Break
so.
The window. Break the window.
I say punch the window, man. Oh. Punch the window.
No, the front door is shut from what you can see.
Yeah, I just like
they went in from the
look
back.
Around the street, and then like just yell a bit louder through the window, like, "What's going on? What's happening?" Oh my fucking god!
Yeah, I mean, you can all roll me another listen.
At this point, he's just going to give up. At this point, he's just
going
to give
up.
Yeah,
let's keep the trainer going. Last one. Fuck someone
me.
Hasn't rolled again.
Nobody heard him again.
How are you guys not getting a fucking successful?
Oi, Cartman!
Because
you gotta
we're
go
dead.
Go Cartman, roll again.
Yep.
Everyone failed. Well, James, you can always go and take a walk around the property.
Yeah,
let's
you know what?
This
so
is kind of
it's on my street. I probably have like a passing familiarity with Mr.
Oh.
Calcifer, whatever his name was. Yeah, Corbett. So I'm like,
Corbett.
Oh, if these fucking idiots are down there,
Calcifer?
Something must
okay.
be wrong. So I just like, I just walk down the sides of the building.
Break the window. Break the window.
Okay, so you're walking down the side of the building. As you get into the back garden, you find a greenhouse, a vegetable plot. And it, who did the lockpick? Would anyone have shut the door behind them?
I did the lockpick, actually, I remember that.
Would
now.
You have shut the door behind you? Or would you have left it open?
Well, we all sort of piled in as I opened the door, and knowing our shabby lot, we were kind of just happy to get in.
At this point, Adrian would fully just be like, fuck it.
I was about to say, like, just end it here. No, I closed it. His ass ain't getting in here. His ass ain't getting in. No, we closed it.
Right, here you go. Odd number. It's odd number, it's shot. Even shot, shut. Even number, it's open.
Yes!
It's shut, but it's not locked.
I tap on it and like half open it if it's unlocked and just be
what
like,
do you
want to
do?
Hey, Mr.
You know what? Roller.
Like, all I can think is fucking Calcifer now. Mr. Corbett. Is that you in there, sir?
Corbett. It's Corbett.
I open it and like, I don't go in there. I'm not fucking
into
stupid.
Into the greenhouse?
I just like open it and like politely just go, Mr. Corbett, are you in there?
What you see inside is a densely overgrown greenhouse full of exotic looking plants and fungi and some quite interesting looking orchids. You'll see some movement towards the back, but You can't quite make it out what
Mr.
it
Corbett,
is.
Mr. Corbett, can you hear me?
Deeper, or would you like to explore the house?
Can I, like, find a stone and just throw it down the back?
No reply.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, damn straight. I'm not going in there. I can help it.
Throw a stone in a glass house to go for it.
Roll me
hard success.
See if you break a window. You do not break a window. You see the stone come to a roll at the very end of the greenhouse, and there's just more movement, just subtle, towards the other side of things.
Is there
no reply though whatsoever? It's possible.
So
he's got
Adrian's thought process at this point would be like, right, the last time I saw this mob about, things went sour real quick. Can I like look around? Is there like a bigger stone that I can pick up? Okay, I pick up the biggest stone that I can feasibly carry.
I'd say yes.
Like, so not massive, but enough that if I need to make an escape, I can smash my way through a window and run. Yeah, so clutching my stone, I take a step inside.
Ooh, you're going inside, eh?
And again, just politely be like, Mr. Corbett, is that you? You have.
Do you have natural world
or botany?
I have
natural world. It's not high, but... Botany or biology, did you say? Oh, botany, right. No, I've got natural world.
Can you roll me a natural?
Cool.
No, botany.
Failure.
Roll me a natural world. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, so you get no information about what's going
on
there.
I stick to, like, close to the...
Glass step in
as I can again. Like, if anything happens, Adrian's just fully prepared to smash the window and bolt for it. But yeah, I edge in all the time, just being like, Mr. Corbett, it's Adrian, the funeral director from down the street.
So, as you walk inside, you see a whole range of different plants. One of them's a very weird looking orange vine, sprouting large orange and blue leaves, looking a bit waxy.
That's where they get the iron brew from.
Yeah, it's the iron brew plant. It looks kind of interesting. It looks like something you might eat, perhaps. You're not too sure.
Is that the thing that's moving?
But other than that, there's not really anything else you can see.
Oh, God.
And behind him sneaks up Nicola Sturgeon with a steel chair.
Well, look, I'm half, so...
I will take Scotland
like, I can
back.
Just throw that sort of okay, look, I'm half of you, don't worry. I keep, like, as close... So my back is to one of the glass windows. And I just edge past. I'm just passing, you're like, that's a weird flower. But just carry on. I'm sorry. Mr. Corbett! Mr. Corbett, it's me. I'm just coming a bit further in.
So, as you're walking around, you see a another weird alien-looking plant.
Do I roll
spiky
blue-green well?
Leaves and a large, fleshy, white and purple flower.
Mmm, okay. Fleshy.
No, but roll me a spot
success.
Hidden. You notice it seems to be slowly turning towards you.
Oh, I didn't put it in my inventory. Did,
what do you want to do?
I can't remember if Adrian smoked as well. No, I'm not being right. I don't think I had any like, little glasses.
Don't think it is.
I throw my rock at it and just run for the door. I don't want anything to do with this.
Good idea. Okay, so
I'm back in the garden.
Suppose
now,
at this point you would be.
Can I get another rock? He felt safe with a rock in his hands.
Yeah, you're back in the garden.
Yay.
Okay, you can have.
Yeah,
rock.
I just like.
Break the window. Break the
did anything happen to the plant? The like, door? Do I still need to be wary of it being in there? Is there like a stick
no,
or something like a wedge?
It's
the,
a plant.
The glass,
it's very much
like the greenhouse
to
door
the
closed
ground.
With. failure.
Roll me a luck roll.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough.
No, you can't seem to find anything. It's one of those sliding doors.
I knock on the back door. And again,
this is like an episode of Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, okay. Then I stick my head in and go, Mr. Corbett, it's Adrian.
Swings open. Everyone downstairs.
Everyone is determined not to hear me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say listen again.
Oh, no, listen. Yeah, listen.
Yes. Oh. Yes, again.
Yes.
Oh,
no! To the extreme.
Well, that makes sense because you're blind, so your other senses are starting to kick in.
I don't think it happened at all.
Felt a disturbance in the force.
Blindness can give you many powers some would consider unnatural. All right.
So yeah, what do you want to do with that information then?
Ignore them.
Oh, I wish, but Jesse wouldn't is the thing. Sirs, I think we might have some trouble on our hands. I thought I heard someone calling out for Mr. Corbett. If they come in here, it ain't gonna look good.
What does everyone do?
Was it draw my gun?
Hide the evidence.
Hide ourselves.
Meanwhile, James, you're just kind of inside
I've got,
now. Looking
is there
around.
Like? Is
I've
there
got
like
a great idea. We
door.
Burn the house down.
We don't have more of this time, unfortunately.
There's. You'd have to look around the house, but.
Basically, he's like very slowly.
I mean, there would be stairs down. There are
like,
stairs down.
He knows these idiots are downstairs, so he's just like edging around slowly, like he's made his presence known, and he's just a bit concerned for his neighbour at this point. So I like slowly look around. Yeah, let me know if I see a basement door. Cool. Okay.
Well, yeah, you were the white torch at the top there. Do see?
Can I close the door downstairs?
There's also a stairway going up.
I want to like block it. But basically, Adrian's thought process is he saw the giant guy who came at him with an axe last time and doesn't want him anywhere near. So he's gonna lock him down there and just leave them to their shit while he goes and looks for his neighbor.
I'm feeding you to the planet. The earliest opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. You can.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want to get.
Don't
he's
worry
scared.
This time. It's
you nearly killed
time.
Him last time. Bastard. He's like, he's still scared.
Fair enough.
He fucking bolted.
You know it was because of the monster.
I mean, yeah.
I do that.
Fair enough.
I guess you can lock them in downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
walks,
I want the axe murderer away from.
I tell you what.
Ex Nevers in with him, axe murderer.
Success.
I mean, I suppose roll me a luck roll to see if there's a key in the lock. There is. Okay. Jesse, you've heard everything. You've heard things going on upstairs. What do you say to the group?
Oh, Jesse doesn't say a thing. Jesse's convinced they're about to get busted by a friend of the evil dude. So do you know that scene from The Shining? Where, you know, here's Jesse! Because I have a wood axe.
Okay, what would you
do? I have to roll something?
Are you going
to
swing an axe?
Literally, he hears... Let's see, Jesse notices, given that the previous rolls were extreme success, he must have pretty good here.
Yeah.
Let me see, he notices that someone has called for the guy whose house they're invading, who they're pretty sure is Eldritch Abomination involved. Has locked them in there, in the basement, with a, like at least one evil creature that he's now domesticated, but still. Like, he doesn't necessarily realise or remember that this is someone he knows. So as far as he knows, this is a bad guy putting them in a worse position. So he just walks up to the door, like he knows it's locked, he knows there's no key in here,
so you're going back
slashes it down with an axe. Yep. Smacks it with an axe.
Are you explaining to anyone what you're doing? Or are you just going to literally
I'm
kind of
getting vibes
he's
of going to
leave, but I think they've noticed
I'm
kind of
getting like,
just
lockstop vibes of just the multiple groups.
Where's that blind man going?
Once and hell breaking loose because no one knew each other was there. I love Lockstock.
Scooby-Doo. Think of Scooby-Doo.
That's a good film.
So yeah, he walks up and in the goal of intimidating or getting access to whoever is locking them in the basement of an occultist. Okay. He's on these friendly terms with the dude, just like full on shining. So slams the axe through, pokes his head in through.
Just quickly, what are the rest of you doing? The scampering. Actually, no. Tell you what, I need you to roll me a luck roll to see if you can even find your way to the stairs.
Fuck, a luck roll.
Because you're blind.
I have a seeing eye, whatever you call that thing.
Yeah, but it's basically a gibbering thing. It's not really got a lot of intelligence.
If it's on my shoulder, it's not going to let me walk into the wall.
Oh, how did your luck get so low? What did
I
miss?
I mean, you can make it into the lab, but let's say...
Unfortunate.
Fair enough.
Because I spent on taming the jabbering thing.
Let's just say you went to the wrong door.
Oh dear.
And you're in a different room. What do the rest of
you
do?
I will note that I do have an axe. This is going to be
interesting. Should we... Okay, can I act something out here then?
Yeah.
So obviously seeing this blind man just wander off, I'm going to turn around to Gertrude and Eric and be like, guys, where's he going? He seems to be, you know, wandering around. What do you want to do? Do you want to look around here? Or
I better help him out. I'll go and follow on with Jesse and make sure he's okay.
Yeah. We should really look after the blind man, shouldn't we? I'll come with you.
Gertrude, what are you doing?
You know...
Real quick, have I actually met Gertrude?
I think Gertrude's going to look around more.
Cool, that guy.
No.
Yeah, so Gertrude, hang here.
I'm having a hard time kind of remembering if we kind of fully like explored.
Yeah, we've only been in one room in the basement.
Did we?
You've done the lab, you've done the workshop, you haven't done utilities or laundry, and you haven't done the room that Jesse's in.
Would it be possible for you to light up the rooms that we've done, as well as the room we're in, or would that be impossible so we can mark them off and see on the map where we've been?
Yeah,
we could make another torch and a different colour.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give me a second. So
if that's the case, then I would say Gertrude would just, if we've already full explored the room we're in, then I would say Gertrude just kind of follows over.
So you're following out to. I mean, you still haven't been told that the door's been locked.
Yeah,
that's why we're following Jesse, because we don't know what he's doing.
So just so I know, where am I? Where's the like basement door?
Oh, don't forget.
Okay. It's the closest.
You're the
door.
White torch at the top, cool. And the basement door is to your, well, it's basically in front of your character. Yeah. Can't forget Cartman's closet
that
he hid.
That's like 4 minutes
longer
than he needs.
There
you
go. Hey, I went in the closet and out the closet all at one time.
Anywho, so whilst they're walking around downstairs
say,
in the lab,
has Jesse gone to the wrong door and started chopping that down? Would I hear that?
Yeah, well, you've gone into another room and.
Okay.
I don't think Jesse would start trouble because his aim was to go through the rooms they'd been through to get to the door.
Right, then, as far as Adrian's concerned, he's securely
and he's gotten
locked
lost on the
crazy axe man away from him. Still clutching his rock, he... did you say I could see the stairs up? Okay, then I like slowly peek around. I go to the bottom of the stairs and just yell up, Mr. Corbett, you up there? Then I'll slowly just like
again,
edge my
no
way
reply,
up.
Again, no reply, but you can see upstairs. Fair enough. The rest of you, you'll start to notice there's if you follow Jesse into that room, a really bad fetid stench.
Which room would that be? Because the only room the blue torches are is the women's thing room.
Yeah.
Isn't that where I got the woman thing from?
No, you got the woman thing from the workroom.
Okay. The woman thing's your pet.
That wasn't the question, Carly.
Yeah.
Yes, it's an undefinable smell that pervades the enclosed space, and you can't do that because you're blind. Who else is in that room with Jesse?
I just walked in after Jesse.
Well,
roll me a spot hidden.
Success.
You'll see that there's a panel at the back that's quite clearly a false panel. Do you want to go and Give it a point.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm going to try and calm down Jesse and be like, hey, man, calm yourself down. You just ran into another room. Let's slow it down here. We don't want to get caught out by any other weird creatures. In the meantime, I'm going to go check out this panel.
Okay. You can roll me a listen roll as well whilst you're opening it.
All of us, as it were, you can all
roll me a listen roll.
Nobody ever passes a listen roll.
Listen?
The only person who heard it.
Hey, I passed one.
Jesus.
Not this time, though. 90, jeez.
We don't hear shit.
So we're not...
Jesse's blind and we're all deaf.
Yep.
Gertrude? Need you to roll me one as well?
She did?
The listen roll?
I did roll one.
Yeah.
I did. It's a 90 to 20.
No, there you go. Never mind, my bad. So, you don't hear this, but as you move the panel, you see this
creature. I hear it?
Boop. There you go.
That looks like a gourd. That's just gross.
Man, Begali, the child thing.
No, you're upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sea cucumber or something.
It's beautiful.
It's got no head.
It's definitely not beautiful if you read the thing for it. No, you cannot keep it.
We haven't got the...
Yes, I passed a luck roll.
You're not keeping this.
I passed the luck roll. Hold on. I passed the luck roll. That's a 35.
That's an extreme success, so you have to spend 34 luck.
No, you're not keeping this damn thing.
Wait. I have 58 luck. So, at minus 34, no. I would only have 24. Hey, she gets head arm thing.
Yeah, because it's literally
I want arm gourd thing.
You want to walk up to this creature?
Look, I haven't had a chance to react to this yet.
I pet.
A nice hug.
So, I'll react to it first. I'll react calmly.
Hold on. Do you want to walk up to this?
No, I'll react calmly. I will back...
No,
all right, okay.
I think I also need...
I don't like your tone.
I need to...
God damn it, Carmen.
Hey, I missed. It's fine.
Oh, there you go. Roll me... all of you who see this, roll me a sanity roll to start off with.
That ain't me, man. I didn't see shit.
Hey, high success.
I failed it, damn it.
Right, what do we take?
Jesse doesn't know this thing's
if
here yet.
If you failed, roll me a d10. If you pass, take one.
Okay.
Man, I'm real glad I locked that door now.
Madness time. Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, let me move that.
So I have to do six then, don't I?
Yes.
Can I get stoned or something very quickly?
No, you cannot. You don't have drugs on you right now. That was not part of this thing. So, roll me a... You're both going to kind of shout out in horror to start
off. So I saw this monster and I immediately got high before dealing with it.
No.
I was going to go kill a monster, then I got high.
I was hoping I'd be able to react calmly to this one, but it looks like that's not going to happen.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, let me listen to see if you can hear their shouts. You don't, you're upstairs. Okay.
No one hears a thing.
No, it's very fucking well padded house.
Yeah, extremely well insulated.
Right. Cap and cart, roll me a d10 again to see what bout of madness you get.
Question for DM, what's the worst state of madness you can get out of d10?
The same one again? They both get a 6 and then they both get a 9.
Oh my god, okay. Phobia.
Are they twins?
Oh, great, I've got a phobia. Is it a very specific phobia of gourd looking hand creatures?
I do not want a phobia of water.
Traumatized by hand jobs for the rest of their lives.
Find the phobia listings.
Exactly. He can no longer make money.
That's particularly bad for Cartman.
Well.
There's no book his hands.
Description is horrible, horrible.
Well, I mean, he can.
Yeah, he just doesn't have to look. So, let me describe what you're seeing first, and then we'll discuss a suitable phobia. Actually, both roll me a d10 again to see how long it will last.
rest of the fucking game, likely.
Oh, they nearly got the exact same roll again. I was going
to
lose it.
You know, I'll count them both as a 7 to keep it at the same.
Yay, go to jail. Go to jail. Oh,
so, the creature's body looks like a huge, dense sack of mucus. Okay. With the consistency of an overcooked pudding, the interior skeleton can be seen poking through the body from time to time, while three great vents closed by wrinkly lips rhythmically aspire the monster with a puffing, wheezing sound. 10 human legs, all children's, through various colours and sizes, rim the lower part of the body, providing it with locomotion, while the 15 chubby little arms encircle the upper side of the body, writhe around, grasping at nothing. Otherwise, the thing is quite featureless, except for a wet, circular mouth located on the creature's underside that gurgles and coos softly in a way that resembles the sound of a human baby.
Aww.
It makes frequent stops to squat and scour the floor with a wet sucking noise, searching for food. The thing's waste products are passed out through the digestive system via a sphincter opening atop the centre of its body, much like a sea urchin. A near continuous stream of foul-smelling brown goo issues from this hole.
So, a typical Friday night for Cartman, then.
Yeah, kind of, when he's visiting the OAP house.
Well, I've gave it a kind of scream kind of thing, and I now have a phobia, apparently, so what am I afraid of?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What do you think would be suitable
Gorns.
For this?
For this?
Gorns.
I don't know. Babies. A fear of the ocean? Because it reminds you of lampreys or something like that? I don't know.
Maybe like germ phobia.
Well, the room is pitch black as well, so how about an intense fear of the dark?
Fear of the dark.
Oh.
How are we seeing if it's pitch black? Or how are they seeing?
Light is coming through from the laboratory.
Alright, fair enough.
So it's not really dark then. So you're invalid. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it's still pitch black on the inside. Let's see if we can find a phobia table. I mean, it's a bit hard when you get phobia. It's not exactly the most... Ooh, yay. Phobia.
If, I mean, it probably was kind of the best roll we could have made.
Yeah, it's definitely the best one.
I mean, it's better than blindness.
It's a bit shit. Oh, no, you know what? There you go. You're claustrophobic. So this room is suddenly feeling very, very, very tight to the both of you. All right. And you just want to get the fuck out.
Yeah, so I'll draw the gun and start backing up towards the door.
Okay. Yeah, I'm behind him as well with my gun drawn.
I will let you control the green torch for the both of you.
Okay, hold on. Where's the door?
So, the door is basically where the blue is. Blue one is behind the blue.
Alright, there we go. Right, I'm now just sort of looking into the room where the creature is.
Carmen, I assume you're going with him.
Yeah. And I'm also muttering behind him. It's too small. Everything's too small.
You're also paranoid as well, if I'm not not mistaken.
Yeah, you think we'd all like to get you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I am
definitely.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty damn insane right now. I'm obviously thinking this guy, he's going to kill me, but I have no choice as he's obviously waving his gun. I got to wait for my time.
You are in the realm of an indefinite insanity right now.
Yes. I've only got 38 out of 50 luck.
Yeah.
It's not lucky measure, it's sanity, mate.
Yes.
That's what I mean, sorry. 38 out of 50. I misspoke.
So you're definitely within the realm of, well, a hell of a lot of insanity. You're gonna start seeing delusions of, well, even more of it. You're paranoid. You're claustrophobic.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a bit.
You're
of
now
going to
start
so,
seeing monsters everywhere. I mean,
okay.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, then can. Okay, I just. So if I start seeing monsters everywhere, can I? Obviously, I've got my gun drawn the same as McWombus does.
Yeah.
So can I let a shot off randomly, and you know, at a random monster I see.
Okay.
and will in a say, because like, obviously I'm paranoid of McWombers. I might accidentally call that collateral. So can I have
roll
a
me,
luck roll?
Roll me a luck roll. Yeah.
I want to see if I hit him.
Heart you success. Don't hit him. Roll me your firearm, Jack. Roll me the damage.
That the D6, I think it is.
You should have had it on.
Yeah, it should be in your combat sheet.
Yeah.
It is actually. I'm pretty sure it's D6.
No, D10.
Oh, sorry. It's been a little while since I used it.
So you get a shot off. And you manage to hit a creature, but it's the scampering woman thing.
Wait, Jesse,
he's not even in the same room as me. How's he managing that?
You can see, basically, that wall is not there anymore, so you can see directly through.
All right.
He was literally running out. That is such bullshit. Door.
This is a player. Dead. It is time for a player meeting. All right, everybody.
We're going to unionize against you real quick.
I'm sorry to say this is clearly DM bullshit. Do we all agree?
Can I, can I do some first aid?
I'm hearing DM bullshit.
There's some bajiri here.
I mean, you're going to have to start fighting the creature thing in a minute because this thing is going to start coming out.
I know this, but also, can I frankly see that that is some fresh
Do you want to take it instead?
Nah, man. First of all, he won the luck roll, which usually means you don't hit a teammate or ally. The thing is an ally.
You don't hit a teammate. Doesn't say anything about creatures.
Usually
he said you'd shoot the first
NPCs.
Monster. That is technically a monster.
Oh, from a different room as well.
Through the door.
Through a door hole while insane and running away from the room I'm
the
in.
First monster.
Which it wouldn't even be because he'd be running away from it.
It's very protective over this monster.
10 levels of bullshit.
Ooh.
They've bonded.
Oh, I forgot you called it Mr. Tickles.
Yeah, I called it Mr. Tickles. Mr. Tickles is starting to notice a smell of fresh.
Hold on. Blood. How much damage did the thing take? Because it does have HP, doesn't it?
It
might have died
six.
From that. Oh, fuck. What's its HP at?
It's got one left.
It's got one.
It's proper wounded.
It's
where did I see its HP actually? Oh, it's HP. Oh, did you edit it to one already?
Yeah, I've edited it to one already.
Okay.
So, James upstairs, Romeo.
Some
Amy,
shit's going on downstairs.
Quickly.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, come on, it's a gunshot. Can it not hear a gunshot?
Meanwhile, you're upstairs.
I'm still looking
just
for my neighbor.
Market, you know. Quite not.
I didn't know that this house was in. I didn't know that this house was in downtown Detroit, where gunshots are just no big deal.
I know.
We just hear gunshots on a reg. Like, oh,
good old 1920s.
So,
sounds of the city.
Blind. Yeah. He heard a gunshot whiz because the thing's on his shoulder, so it like whizzed past his ear.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know the monster's there.
No.
He has no clue. He doesn't. He probably can't even get out of the room because he can't see at the moment.
Gertrude could always.
I mean, are
out.
We able to say that I shouted "monster" and said while I was backing out of the room because I mean, I'm backing out of the room scared of the thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jesse's blind. He now knows that there's a monster. He doesn't know where the fuck it is or where the door is.
I mean, so Gertrude, are you gonna pull Jesse out of the room?
That would be nice.
Or are you just gonna leave?
Yeah. You know, I actually passed the sanity check, so I would say she's not really scared. So I would say she probably takes it out. She probably probably grabs Elric on one hand and Jesse in the other and holds them out. She doesn't grab fucking Donnie because Donnie just pulled out a damn gun and just shot at us. So Donnie's on his damn own. Donnie's left with a gourd hand thing, and we're getting the fuck out.
Okay, I think Jesse calls out, guys, I can't see, but I can still fight. Tell me, point me at that thing.
Yeah, this thing, as you notice, it's now coming towards you. It's literally suckering and gibbering as it's making its way.
No, I was just going to ask, is it like, are we able to tell, because it's kind of alien, are we able to tell it's actually coming for us and it's dangerous?
It seems to be suckering at the blood that the woman thing's leaving behind.
All right, okay. I think that probably a good point in here is to attack.
Yeah, I'm going to need one of you guys to like direct Jesse to where the damn thing is.
Well, you could always roll me a knowledge roll. Intelligence. Or... Well, any of you.
Can I?
No.
I passed, surprisingly.
I'm just going to tell you, Gertrude's not going to roll a knowledge roll for obvious reasons.
So the blind man knows.
Well, okay, Jay, you know you're right. I want you to roll it twice more and take the worst score because blindness is a 2 penalty. And
to whether or not you know something?
Yes, because this is because you're observing what it's doing.
Okay, never mind that. Oh, okay, never mind then.
Yeah.
I was going to see.
Okay, so you, Gertrude, just give me one anyway. Go on.
Knowledge? Oh, it's
God.
Nah, never mind. Okay, so you don't know. It's starting to come towards you, and it's suckering up all of the blood that's being left behind, and it seems to be feeding up on it.
Well, we're going
to
keep on backing up towards the exit of the basement. In the meantime, I think I'm going to fire a shot at it.
Okay, fire me your first shot.
In fact, I'll do the old double tap. I'll fire 2. I don't remember how that's done.
So you roll 1, two for and the then next you roll one. Yeah. Twice for the second one and take the worst one.
Alright, so 12 damage in the first shot and 10 damage in the second.
10 in the other one.
Oh, wow.
Shit, so that's...
22.
Yeah, 22. Okay, so this thing is reeling in pain now. So it's now, yeah, okay, cool, there you go. It's not happy, that's for sure. It's going to reach out and grab. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so it's going to grab Jesse.
Okay.
It's going to grab hold of Jesse. Because you're blind, you're unable to get out of the way. It's going to start pulling you towards its mouth.
Its mouth is on the bottom, so it'd have to get me on the ground, right?
Yep. It's got a lot of arms.
Can I contest it in any way, or is this like a 1,000 strength kind of deal?
This is a very, very strong monster.
Alright. I'll try, because Jesse's strength is decent. Would it have to be a hard success then, or...?
Yeah, it'd be a contested strength check. Roll yours first, then.
Rolling higher is worse, right?
Regular success on this. I'll let you get out of the way.
Jesse won that one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you pull yourself away from it.
Oh, we have the same strength.
Okay, so let's go into order of dexterity here.
Oh, hang on. Since Jesse was getting grabbed, can he possibly smack it? Because he has an axe in his hand as he backs off.
Got him. Yeah.
Because he's blind, so he's not going to attack a lot here because he doesn't know if he's going to hit his friends.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You don't know what you were grabbed by. So.
Yeah, but given that the 15 bloody arms thing, I think he can guess that it's not one of them. And they're baby hands, too, at adult human height. That's definitely.
All quite close together, though.
It's dead in front of him.
And you're blind.
It's dead in front of him holding onto him. He has
You'd
a very good fix
twice.
On where this thing is. Okay. Where's Brawl? Ah, fuck.
Yeah, so unfortunately you don't manage to get that one in. Blindness is it's a shit thing to have.
Oh, I know. That's what it was worth a try, because there's no way he could be wrong about where it was.
Gertrude, what do you want to do?
Gertrude fucking punches it. Just haymaker.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, roll me damage.
Alright, it's a 1d3 plus 1 plus 1d6. So let's do that.
Might be worth adding that to combat at some point.
Okay, I got 3. So
3.
4. And then roll a d6. Okay, so 6 damage.
Okay. 6? Where'd you get 6 from that? That's 5.
Yeah, but you get to plus one.
Plus one. It's three plus one plus 1d6.
Okay, so this thing is... It looks even more hurt. It's... James, what are you up to? You're kind of moseying around the master bedroom at the moment.
Do I roll to hear those extra gunshots?
Yeah, I did two lesson rolls because it was two shots.
Oh,
hey! Hey, there finally. You go. So yeah, you hear gunshots going off and the screech of this creature down below. What'd you do?
Fuck.
Call the police.
You have you know locked what? Them in there.
Yeah, so the fact that he's locked them in there, I mean, feels a little bit like, okay, I've got time. He's going to do what he thinks is the right move, and he's going to like quickly run around upstairs, desperately looking for his neighbour. He's okay. Just going to like kick doors open. But, Mr. Corbett, we need to go! Come on!
This will be one turn for running around the top floor, and then one turn to get back downstairs to the basement door.
Fuck the basement door, I'm leaving.
Okay.
You're actually not going to help.
Last time he tried to help, one of them tried to kill him.
And currently, Cartman is insane, so...
Yeah, you know, I'm...
Alright, call in another player meeting. James is not really participating at all. If you notice anyone with the bail, we're looking... Okay, never mind. Let's go.
Token, you're so quiet, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that joke was lost in all of us.
I think it's in character this time for this to happen, though. Like, it isn't breaking character.
I mean, you have a discussion if you want. Go ahead. I'm happy to sit back and let you have a bit of a meta quickly.
Oh, no, I was kidding. I was kidding. As you guys said, the joke's lost on you. I was like, okay.
See, I think joke's it's in over. Character fair enough. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
oh,
do
yeah,
think it's going to be a bit odd.
Oh, no.
To work it out.
No, oh, so no, Adrian's going to look around upstairs.
No, I was kidding. I mean, I was really kidding. Don't think I was being serious, guys. I promise. Okay. No. Do whatever feels character, James. Do it. Do it.
Just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
He'll go back downstairs and... So they must have got in a different way then.
No, we got in the door.
Yeah, we all got in the door.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's not happy about it. He's going to take the key. He's going to unlock that basement door, take the key with him in case he needs to fucking just go and lock these arseholes in there again. And he will edge down with his, like, rock in front of him. And he will make it very clear. He will yell out that it's
that
him.
He's just always edging.
Right.
Yeah, I don't fucking... Uh-huh. Last time I hung out with you people, he nearly died.
Carmen's
he doesn't
used
particularly
to it.
Like any of you anymore.
I will say you can get to opening the door before we have another round of things.
Okay.
And unlocked it. Does that sound fair?
For sure.
Yep.
Okay, so I will go from the top. Let's go for Cartman first, but Cartman, roll me a luck roll again. Because you're extremely paranoid and you're... Yeah, okay, so you seem sense for a moment.
Okay,
what do you want to do?
I want to get out of there, because I'm still kind of, like, paranoid. You're saying that I don't, you know, I've got no trust in these people, so I just want to get, like, away from these guys, away from this monster, and just carry on my happy days on our life.
Okay, so you run up to the stairs and realise it's locked.
Is it still locked? Didn't James just unlock it?
No.
Well, it's going to
no,
be
I
the
got,
turn
I,
after.
I have. I arrived at the door.
Yeah.
This is where we so, got empty.
Okay.
Can I bash on the... Can I... Okay. So can I grab the door handle, realise it's not like... No! No! Why is it locked? Why?
Yeah. You can freak out at the doors if you want. That's
fine. Can I try to give it a kick as well? And try to maybe try to kick it in?
No. Actually, you know what? Yeah, roll me a fighting brawl. James, roll me a luck roll.
Brawl's terrible, so.
There's a reason for this.
I failed.
Right, just made that Cartman, roll. Roll me your brawl damage.
Okay, so, brawl damage. That's on my combat, so.
Yes, you've already succeeded it.
It's a d4.
I'm pretty sure everyone can see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, he gets to do it.
Okay. One. So, as James manages to open, Adrian opens the door. He just essentially gets a boot to the face. No, let's say chest.
To the nuts. Oh.
Because it's only one damage. It's not that much.
I just hit him with my rock up and carry
that. Well, no, you've just basically been kicked in the chest. Maybe it knocked the wind out of you for a second.
I just call him a cub.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hang on a second. So am I paranoid here still? Like not in non-trusting mode?
Oh. Well, you're still paranoid because you're... It's part of your insanity.
Okay, can I do another brawl? Because I want to, like, because I'm like, oh my god, what is this strange person here? Can I try to push him down or something like that?
No, you've already had your brawl for this time, Carmen. Okay,
that's cool.
Potentially in the next one, I'll let you have another one, depending on how things go. Okay, so who's been, who hasn't?
It was me after Carmen last time.
Go for it, Cap.
The thing dead yet? Is it still writhing? Yeah. Still coming at us?
It's still suckering its way and squirming and squealing in pain.
I mean, he do what he does best. One more double tap.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. So 9 damage on the first one.
That will kill it.
And yeah, failed the second one. So just the 9 damage will do the job.
Yep, that will kill it.
So I probably killed it, and then I missed for the second round.
I'm not going to make you roll a luck roll to see if you hit the thing. Okay, so yeah, you're now downstairs. This thing has sagged and deflated, and it lets out kind of sad puts of expelled gas and just kind of falls over and oozes blood and other liquids onto the floor. What would you like to do now? Don't forget, Corbett will be home later today.
Yeah, do we have an idea of how much time's elapsed?
Well, you literally went in and then went straight downstairs, opened the door up, so I'd say, yeah, let's say about an hour and a half.
It'd probably be a bit longer then. I think Jesse is probably aware by now of the blood on his shoulder from his pet. I don't think he's going to try a first aid on account of the blindness.
You can ask me
but...
to do it, I've got a decent first aid.
Well, sir, is that monster... Is it dead? I don't hear it walking no more.
It's okay. Oh, Jesus. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Just take a breath here. Fucking hell.
I don't feel hurt, but I feel blood on me. I don't think I'm standing there close.
Donnie shot
to
your
thing.
Wee pal.
What?
Donnie the prick. He shot your pal and he ran away.
Gertrude, what are you up to during this?
Why did he go and do this?
Fuck knows, man. He just went mad.
Is it dead? I don't think it's dead.
No, it's still moving. It's still moving. Here, I'll try and help.
It makes a slight jabbering noise.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know why that really tickled me.
Yeah, he'll get a
shot
point
your mate and ran off.
He'll get a hit point back. It's still pretty injured, but... Gertrude, what are you up to?
I stuck a bandage on it. It should help.
Gertrude is going to write a note. She's going to write a note. Put it on the body. She's going to try to. It's going to be like a little note that says, I'm sorry I killed your child thing. The problem is Gertrude is still illiterate, so it's just scribbles.
Well, here's the
She's
thing.
She's on a piece of paper.
There is an English language. You have own language. Roll me a language roll.
Yeah,
did that end up getting improved after her lessons with Enid? Way back.
I think Enid died before she can give her too much in the way of lessons. That's why she got the better speech.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
English language roll. What's that one?
I owe you one monstrosity.
I owe you one, baby.
That's a scary thought. Yeah, it's just under language own. 23 is yours.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just scribbles. Yeah,
pretty good.
Gertrude's got a better language skill than Elric.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's only because of Gertrude's general illiteracy that I just thought it would be funny just to see on the off chance if she made a successful role and managed to write essentially poetry. Okay, so you've stuck this scribbled notepad onto the creature. What does everyone want to do now? I mean, Adrian and Donnie, you're upstairs. What are you two doing whilst this is all going down?
Well, should I roll another luck roll for my paranoia stuff?
Go on then.
I think my response is to randomly stubbing into Elric, who... You remember, he didn't come in with us to begin
Elric?
With.
This is a not Elric. Guy.
Yeah, not Elric.
Adrian.
Adrian, that's the one.
Adrian Murraymint.
Yeah, Adrian Murraymint. I'll note that down. Thank you very much. So yeah, I just came up the stairs, bumped into Adrian, who I've only met like once or twice before.
And booted him in the chest. Well, I think you'd still be paranoid, because you'd be paranoid, I think it was like, what, for 4 hours? It's only been about 1.5, so...
But he's calmed down. Adrian's just like doubled over a little bit with his hand up, just like, the fuck are you doing?
Okay, well, luckily my paranoia stuff is in check, so I'm not paranoid over you at the moment. Like, I don't think you're going to kill me.
Not quite how it works. But never mind. Never mind.
Oh, no, it's easy, because I mean, it's either that or I try to pop a shot at him, because I'm like, what the hell?
Never mind. We'll keep it as All carry right. on.
All right. So let's say, can I recognize him? Like, oh, it's you. What are you doing here? Well, how did you get in here?
Like, you passed your. I think that's what your luck should have been. That you recognized me, and that's enough for you to like hesitate before just blind firing. The fact that you're like, hey, I know this person.
Yeah. I'll accept that. I suppose all of you will go up the stairs and kind of bump into him.
Oh, like, Adrian immediately shuts the door behind Donnie. And it's like, what the fuck was down there? What? I heard gunshots.
Wait, you're leaving the others down
there? And locks the door. Yeah, he locks the door again. his logic is someone has already come sprinting.
Oh,
hold on a moment. Hold on a moment,
Carver. What the? Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
Holy
hold
shit.
On. Hold
glorious.
On.
Let this be a lesson. Don't roll until the DM asks.
Yeah.
This is exactly why we chose not to have 100 brawl for this.
What were you even
scenario.
Trying to hit?
I was going to kick in the door. I was going to kick in the door just like what Donnie did. Now,
the Undertaker are behind the door.
I'm going to let the DM decide how this rolls out.
Matt, really please let this be the first party fatality for the session.
I'm
just kicks it so hard it pancakes them like limited.
How do you crit fail? A behemoth of a woman crit fails punching a door.
I think it's the same way you'd crit fail like a shotgun shot where you accidentally hit what you don't intend. But
Hold on. Let me have a think here for a second, because 100 out of a 99, that's literally
special.
1% chance to fuck up severely badly.
Fall downstairs.
Just brain aneurysm strikes.
Yeah, let me look at your character sheet for a second. I need to actually have a proper look at something here, because oh my god, I generally don't know for a 1% out of that. That's incredible.
Could this be the death of Gertrude?
I don't think Gertrude can die.
Could this be what finally kills the behemoth?
He won't die, but...
I mean, hey, I've seen people die from falling down the stairs. Just saying.
I mean, so...
Now, here's the thing. I am in two minds. First option, you kick the door so hard it does go flying off its hinges and hits both Adrian and Donnie.
Well, yeah, but that's not failing for her.
Second, well, I would say perhaps take damage as well, because maybe you kick something else? I don't quite know. Second option is you break your leg.
I feel like it hitting the others is more in line with what usually... Like, ignoring the fact it's 199.
Mm.
If like, Cartman or Elric, right, were trying to shoot someone and they got missed the roll... and fucked up, they would shoot one of the party usually.
Yeah,
like, but that's her goal, though. You basically let her pass what she wanted to do.
No, here's the thing. Let's say not kick the door through, but kick the hole through the door.
Can she have the door stuck in her leg permanently now?
Or at least like you know, like stab damage in her leg from the wood or something like that.
Yeah, you take damage from that. Damage. But you'd still boot Donnie in the arse.
Wait, what? No, I want a luck roll to get out of it.
No, this is not happening. This is a 1% chance, Carmen. There's no reason you can get... You've had a luck roll for fucking noticing like Adrian Murrayman, so...
You ignored how many gunshots?
Yeah.
I don't hear shit.
So I'm getting booted in the arse, then, thank you.
Right, okay, so...
Do I need to roll damage? What do I need to do?
Yeah, roll me a damage roll.
Oh, really?
Like my normal damage roll? Or you want to go a little... Like, how do you want to do
your brawling damage roll. What's your brawl damage roll? Not for it's knuckles.
Maybe with disadvantage.
1d6. It's a 1d6 is on.
Yeah, it's a 1d6. Oh, probably a 1d6.
Okay. 4.
4. So,
wait, what?
Hold on.
I've kicked him a whole new asshole.
A third of my health.
Hold on. You've kicked through the door. Take 4 yourself as well.
Okay.
Because fair. As you've done that, it's basically... What you didn't realise was is this door was reinforced with rebar, and the rebar has sliced into your leg. Because obviously it would be reinforced because there's things down there. Donnie, roll me a luck roll.
Donnie's gone, he's not playing anymore.
No, I am here. Sorry. I was sneezing and coughing at the same time. It was the worst.
One of those ones, eh?
Yeah.
Roll me a luck roll. Okay. I will say you are allowed to dodge out of the way of this. It won't affect Murrayman, but roll me a dodge roll. Oh, 37. So, yeah, you managed to not get hit by this. However, Gertrude, you've put your leg through the door, narrowly missing Donnie's arse cheek.
He looks down between its legs and it's just going to
spit. Yeah, pretty much. You're standing legs akimbo for some... Well, then again, your job profession, you'd probably always be standing legs akimbo. So, yeah, you've managed to... You know, basically shave a few hairs off of the bottom of the scrot, shall we say.
Well, that was close. Quick.
Gar, blame me.
Quick, Adrian, turn the key.
Turn to Jesse
the
there for a second.
Zoinks.
Zoinks, Scoob. It sure was a close one.
Jinkies. Jinkies, guys.
Oh, Adrian, what's your reaction to this?
So.
Adrian Tiber.
Trying to think how he would... At this point, honestly, he would fucking, like, lob the rock at the leg and just bolt for the back door. He's, like, one person has already come sprinting out, like, panicked, insane, and now something that he's not met before, because he hasn't met Gertrude, has just half-booted its way through, like, a rebar-enforced door. Yeah, he lobs the rock at her leg and fucking runs.
He's seriously just gonna run away.
Yeah, no, he's gonna run up. He's gonna run to the back. He's gonna grab Donnie with him because he's like, "Yeah, I recognize you. You were like the one person who was nice to me last time." So he's gonna grab Donnie by like the fucking scruff, shove him towards the back door, and then just haul ass with him.
What if Gertrude sticks her hand through the hole and says, "It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Gertrude. Now we're friends."
Just like Shining.
What a sweetheart.
If that's actually what she does, like, Adrian might hesitate a bit.
I'd allow that.
No, she will not. No, I can't.
I'd allow that.
Gertrude would not do that. I can't. That'd be going so against character. She would not do that. Gertrude would not try to make friends with anybody. Come on.
Especially someone... Oh, actually, she doesn't know he looked her in there.
No. She doesn't... How would she even know he's there? She just kind of...
Well, you know Donnie's at the top of the stairs and gone out.
Yeah, mate, that just see Donnie shoot something. Introduce yourself to Donnie.
Yeah, so, Gertrude, roll me a listen roll.
Okay.
To see if you know he's out there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the listen roll. Because that's had success so far, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I will spend one luck.
Yeah.
I will spend the one luck.
You hear a gasp, and that's enough to, like, I don't know. Just, this has already gone way off the fucking rails, so let's just carry on with it. Yeah, maybe you hear Adrian shout, like, fuck me, what the hell was that, or something like this, and yeah, you put your head, you can put your eye up to it, look through first, and then proceed.
My just, I just imagine, what would scare him more? Just, there's a hole in the wall from where a big, beefy foot was, and then that foot disappears, and then Gertrude's face sticks out the hole. Now, Gertrude obviously isn't that pretty, so... Just imagine that face just, like, enveloping the hole and being like, hi.
Well, Adrian's, like, polite, and his natural, like, politeness would make him hesitate, but, like, hello?
Carry on.
Okay. So, like...
Yeah, he just hesitates, like, hello?
Run, guy, you fool. Open. Don't stand there and say hello.
Open door?
I look at Donnie, and I'm like, is this what you were running?
Yes, they're madmen. They're trying to kill me and all. Because obviously I just want to get the house. And Adrian has been the only nice guy to me.
Right.
Adrian goes immediately pale. It's like,
one second.
Is it that fucking maniac with the axe again?
The one and only.
Roll me.
Can you... Nobody. Let's get out of here. But he's
wait,
down here.
Wait, there's definitely rules for... Yeah.
Psychology check. Are you sure?
Yeah. Not you, Adrian.
Close. What's it for?
To see if you can understand that Donnie is actually nuts at this precise moment in time.
And fully lying to you.
27 out of 20. You can spend 27 luck.
Yeah, but my luck is fucked, so I don't really want to waste any more.
It's 7 luck. And besides, you'd get a chunk back at the end of this anyway.
Oh, yeah, go on then. I'll spend the fucking 7
luck. Fair enough. That doesn't count as a successful roll, though. You just get the benefits of a success. So you can tell that Donnie is suffering from a mental break right now, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, so... In that case, Adrian is very kindly, like, understands subtly. He's like, okay, so that back door is open. Just go outside, take a deep breath. Don't go too far, because I will, I'll come and walk you out. We'll walk you out. I'm just gonna deal with this. You just step outside.
Okay.
So I politely usher Donnie to the back
door. I'm gonna take that, but do come back to me in a minute, though, okay. Matt. I want some fun and games out there.
Okay.
Then Adrian returns to the door and is like really, really hesitant, but is politely like, okay, I'm gonna open the door. Don't be offended, but I'd prefer if you just keep a couple steps away from me. I don't quite understand what's going on.
Neither do we.
But bear with me. So he unlocks the door and immediately like takes a few steps back to the door. So there's like gap between him and Gertrude as she comes out, enough that he could make a break for it if he needs to.
Okay. So out of this door, you see the hulking, hideous behemoth of Gertrude, older lady.
Wait a second.
Okay, so this is indoor in the house. I'm so sorry to stop. Mm-hmm. But this is I'm now created a hole in the door.
Yes.
Now he's got a key to the door. So I've just got to ask this question. Let's say from what I know is James has got the key to this door. Now normally the way doorknobs work is there's just a turn lock on the other side of the doorknob. So couldn't Gertrude just stick her hand through the door, go up to the knob that's facing them on the outside, and just unlock the door?
You could have, but he's already opened the door.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know he already opened the door.
It would have had a key on it.
So I've released Gertrude and stepped back. Like, hello.
Out comes Gertrude, followed by...
I'm like further back.
I'm just going to say Jesse is going last.
Yeah, I'll be helping Jesse. I'll be leading him up the stairs.
No, you go on ahead, Cap.
Okay.
If he sees Jesse, he's liable to slam the door shut.
Followed by...
It's possible, yeah.
A scampering woman thing holding Jesse Jones's hand as they crawl out the stairs.
Can I roll an occult roll on it and see if I know what it is?
No, it's already been discussed of what it actually is in the notes that you haven't been given yet.
No, what I mean is, like, would he have, like, passingly read something to be like, oh,
because this is an experiment.
Okay, gotcha.
Instead, what I would like you to do is roll me a sanity roll, because this thing is fucking hideous. And profusely hurt. You still take
one. And bleeding.
A little bit of a...
And I was like, it's an extreme success. Can I, like, befriend it? Because I'm
nope,
so cool.
I already did that. Too late.
I'm like, so cool with it. Like,
no.
Take a one, no matter. Because it's still hideously fucking
Jesse
creepy.
Paid in blood and luck for that thing.
Like, an extreme success.
Yeah, and that's why you didn't have to take a D6. Be happy.
I'm keeping it. I'm stealing it.
Okay, so what's happening inside? I'll let you guys discuss what's happening inside, and then I'll go to Cartman outside.
Okay, so has Adrian spoken since Jesse got within hearing shot of him?
No, I think we got as far as, like, I've seen the spider and just been like,
Yeah, but has he, like, does Jesse know that Adrian is there?
Yeah, you would have probably heard him up the stairs talking to
guys, hey, it's that guy who locked us in with a monster while we were down there. Ain't that something?
Well, I don't know if you'd know it was him locking you in.
No, because remember, he would know Adrian, hearing. Whatever, the name, but Adrian was super, like, yelling, like, hey, it's me,
yeah,
Adrian,
I was,
hey,
he would probably
it's
know
me.
It's me. Yeah, and, yeah, I would take a few further steps back.
Yeah, Adrian has been literally shouting both his name and that he's here and that he wants to see Mr. Corbett and is friendly with him, and he locked them in there. Jesse is not having this stuff. He knows. He knows that is the man who locked them in there. There's no way, there's no one else at the house, it's him. Dude.
Well, I think the main question would be, why are you guys in there? Would that not be what you'd ask, James?
So Adrian's like further back, and there's immediately like, you keep him the fuck away from me. Like, his like politeness is completely.
Any particular reason you were in here shouting for your dear friend Mr. Corbett, then, sir?
Because he's my neighbor, and I see you fucking mad. I see you, a known axe, like, violent axe murderer. In my
Jesse
neighbor's basement. it doesn't matter. Like, he tried to kill Adrian. That's enough for him. So I see you in his basement. Of course I'm concerned for my neighbor. You stay back there. You stay away from me.
Later, Gertrude.
Gertrude just kind of just steps in front of everything, holds up her hands, and just says, calm down. Not just to one specific person, to everyone. She's trying to mediate this. And she's intimidating the entire group.
Yeah.
Well, to calm the fuck down.
Adrian's just like, what are you doing in my neighbor's house? Why are you on my street?
Just by the way, your neighbor, my neighbor as well, just out of interest, has some pretty damn creepy experiments going on in that basement. We've just been attacked by some strange child thing that is somehow related to this weird woman thing, and we have no idea what's going on.
You do have the journals back at your office.
Can we point to the stairs and say there's something dead?
So rather than saying
we
have no idea what's going on, what I should say is, and we're looking for whatever his name was, the demon creature.
Mr. Corbett.
Ramasivka.
Yagsaroth. Yes, and we're looking for Razmaroth. I can say it wrong. It's fine.
Ramasivka.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, now would you? Jesse is fully suspicious of him, by the way. The locking in the basement thing really got. There's no more suspicious action that could have been taken.
Hey, sorry, you don't talk to me. Take a couple steps further away from me.
Yeah, Jesse ain't doing that.
Would I have any knowledge of Mr.
Do you know anything about his demon son?
Roll me an occult, because this is an occult thing, to know if you know of Ramasivka.
Oh.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Tell me what I know about.
Shit, okay, I haven't got it up here.
Okay, you know he's an old god who is who impregnated Corbett's wife, and and just forced.
Would I know that?
You know that's his MO, that he impregnates people's wives, or that he. Or that he tries to sire children across the world, demon children.
Hold on, let me.
Then add the name, and you just like, wait. Ramesika? Why are you looking for them?
You're a cosmic entity born of an outer god, born in the nameless mist. He is the progenitor of Cthulhu, Hustar, the unspeakable, the ancestor of Romy. Also father of someone.
I do have like a book of Cthulhu, like mythos stuff around here. But
yeah, and I explain that he's been feeding the thing children.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, look at the evidence, look at the woman thing, and just take a peek down the stairs and you'll see something really crazy that we just killed.
He takes a couple of steps closer to the door, but is still like pointing at Jesse, like, you came away from me.
Jesse's like dead bulldog, angry, glaring at him. Or in his approximate location.
Adrian's kind of like not saying anything, but he's like, is he looking at me? What the hell is he looking
at? I'd also like to point out here that you also see that they're carrying quite a few medical supplies in terms of equipment, because in the last possession of this, they stole a shit ton.
Oh yeah, I stole loads of stuff.
Yeah, Adrian just lies.
I was a child of Yogg-Sothoth.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Yogg-Sothoth. Who is a Hellboy villain? Anyway, yeah, so I give them like, I give Elric at least a very pointed look.
No, don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. Look, we are hunting a demon that sires children. We're hunting its son. We might need medical equipment. You don't know that, okay? I'm taking whatever I can in case we need it.
I just put my hand up and be like, you know, I have legal methods of getting all of this stuff and more.
I don't.
Anyway, you keep that freak with the axe away from me, and I will go and have a look. And then he slowly edges to the door again while like pointedly staring at everyone.
Okay, let's go to the outside where Cartman is. So you're in the back of the the back of the property, Cartman. What are you doing out there whilst everyone seems having this conversation inside?
Okay, so as I said, I'm still pretty much going insane. I'm paranoid about everybody. I'm also claustrophobic as well. So I'm like, you know, so I slam the door on the way out after being pretty much shoved outside by Adrian. And I'm like, do you know what, screw this. I'm going to, you know, go around, whatever. And I, can I say I get a hallucination, another hallucination?
If you want.
Yeah.
No, you're so
exactly.
Insane.
So yeah. I'm going to see another hallucination and run into the greenhouse to like take shelter. I want to see what happens if we do that.
Okay, you run into the greenhouse. You see the aforementioned plants previously.
Okay, can I do any spot hidden stuff or anything like that?
Yeah, you can say roll me a spot hidden. As you go in, you see an orange vine. You see the purple flower. You notice the purple flower is starting to turn towards you.
Okay.
Can I see that Jesse follows him to this place?
You'll be inside whilst this conversation's going on. Yeah. Never mind. You're also in there whilst this guy, the whole conversation earlier is going on. This is happening whilst you were conversing. So, yeah, you see the flower is turning towards you.
Okay. I don't know. The flower turns towards me. I mean, is it a funny looking flower? Is it anything on the flower that looks different, like a face or a mouth? Can I say hello to the flower?
Lick it.
Lick the flower.
It's like purple and orange, isn't it? It's the one that.
Yeah.
It's the greenhouse with the spiky blue leaves, large fleshy white purple flower. There is the orange vine. You could
vine, blue vine,
orange and blue.
Okay, yeah, can I get a closer look at it? It's more curiosity at this point.
Yeah, you can look at it.
Spot hidden?
Won't do anything, but you know.
Okay, I mean, because I don't have a like biology or anything like that. I mean, I've got a natural world.
You could eat it.
I could eat it.
Go on, yeah.
Does it look appealing? Does it look like an orange? Could I maybe mistake it as a fruit?
It's orange and blue and looks slightly waxy.
Like, you're insane. Do you want to eat the orange? Are the weird flower?
I mean,
I feel like you have enough justification
that
you're being crazy.
I am crazy and I am, as I said, hallucinating.
Okay. Right,
so go on then. I eat the orange. I think what is an orange?
Okay.
You die.
Yep.
Hold on. I need to draw me a power roll.
Power?
You become the flower. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, hang on. Is it bad for me to fail? Because I might have to use my luck here. Because I would like to survive. Okay.
Well, you've just eaten the flat. You've just eaten this random orange flat. You find it's very bitter tasting whilst you're chewing it. It contains a chemical that will stimulate the pineal gland, allowing the character to see objects outside of this reality. This shift in vision and perception can happen at random or at the most opportune moment. So, I'm going to say it will hold for a minute. No, you don't. Fuck it. We're going now. We're going this now. You need to roll me a
D20. A D20?
Yeah. As you fall unconscious...
18.
D20 plus 10, so you're 28 minutes. You find yourself walking in a dark rock-strewed landscape, decorated with crystalline growths and occasionally lit by flashes of rose-coloured lightning. Roll me a sanity roll.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, okay, you don't take anything. And you can explore the world by simply exerting your will. Basically, you feel like you're walking around.
Am I in some sort of like trans, like dream state sort of thing? And I can like...
Are you trans?
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be in this for about half an hour. Let's round it up to that. You will get 4% in your Cthulhu mythos. So add 4% to Cthulhu Mythos.
Add 4 points.
Yeah. To Cthulhu Mythos. I'll do it.
Okay, so I can take out... Okay, you do it then.
I know, you're a bit special.
Oh, no, I was doing it. It just took me a second to find the Cthulhu Mythos, but there you go.
Oh, you've already done it.
No, you've done it. You're on it now. I just saw you go to it.
Somebody do it.
You do it.
There you go, that's the number you're on now.
Thank you.
So, yeah, are you going to explore this landscape, or are you going to stand where you are for half an hour?
No, I'm going to explore. I mean, I've eaten this fruit, fallen asleep quite randomly. I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, it's sort of a bit of a weird place. So, yeah, I'm going to spot hidden, have a look around.
There's nothing to spot hidden. I need you to roll me a luck roll, though. Okay, so you spot this first before it spots you, which is a good thing. Jesus fuck, Carl, why did you eat the fruit?
Because I'm insane. Why did you make me go insane?
Yeah. You made yourself go insane, mate. That ain't my fault. Where is... Is there no artwork of this? Right, okay. You see a dimensional being, a thing from another reality. You spot it first, which is probably for the better, but I still need you to roll me another sanity roll.
Roll me a d6.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. well, let's carry on with the day.
How are you going to keep track of all your insanities?
I'm lowering them down every time on my insanity edit mode. I'm now on 32 out of 50.
Roll me a d10.
I think We're just gonna have to like put him down at some point. He's gonna be too insane.
That's how it's looking. An insane prostitute.
Oh, you fucking are. Okay, you have a psychosomatic disability.
Oh, a fun one. Another one of those ones, eh?
That was a legless blindness, deafness.
Yep. You know what? Fuck it. Cartman, roll me a luck roll.
Shit.
Oh, good lord. Oh. Critical.
You your legs just crumple out from beneath you.
Oh, that's bad.
You don't feel your legs anymore. And as you hit the floor, this thing is going to hear you. And it's gonna come rushing right up to you.
Can I pop a shot at it? Can question. I try to shoot it? So I got my gun, haven't I? I mean,
you are unarmed.
Damn.
You are shit. Very much unarmed.
Can I try to dodge out the way by rolling or something like that?
Are we gonna walk outside and just find like Donnie's lifeless husk?
Pretty much. Well,
hold on, let's see if it hits you first.
Yes, it does. That's bad.
A little bit.
That's not death. But...
You're not rolling out the way of this because it's an extreme success.
It didn't work anyway.
A69.
It's gonna take 8 off your health.
Oh, that's bad.
That's gonna have to be a constitution check or something, surely.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, I'm dying.
Carmen, why? Why did you come out and eat the purple flower?
It isn't even the purple one.
Oh, this game has really tickled me. Just this entire situation.
Yeah, so it's... Oh.
If Cartman were a dog, if you left him alone in the house, you'd come back to him with toilet paper chewed up.
Yes, that is definitely me.
He's fine.
Come back to your dog and just got into all your drugs. No. Throw it up and shit everywhere. And then it chewed up the toilet paper.
Yeah, it's no Snoop Dogg.
Well, it's a major wound. You've been stabbed through the...
The leg.
Yeah, stabbed through the leg as this thing impales into the ground. Good thing I can't feel them. Yeah, actually, to be fair, you know, that's why I'm not going to make you roll a con roll. Yeah, there you go. Everyone inside, are you going to presumably leave the house after you've discussed everything?
I think after a successful discussion, catching up Adrian on what's happened and, you know, try to deal with the weird woman thing and Jesse's blindness, we're going to try and decide where we go next.
I do my best to, like, I'm still wary of Jesse, but I try and calm him down. It's like, look, I was just concerned about my neighbour. I'm not with him. I had no idea.
Yeah, don't worry. We're all caught up at this point now that... yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Jesse's... Like, he's not actively going to take a swing at Adrian as he might have if the guy had been in reach when he first got out of the basement. But he ain't happy about this. His pet's nearly dead. Cartman shot at him for no reason. This guy showed up and locked him in the basement with a monster. He's just having the worst kind of day. And it's mushroom buddy.
I'll try and get everyone to focus by reminding them that we've got a demon child to find.
Yeah.
It's at this point you realise Donnie has disappeared.
Oh, yeah. Adrian's like, hey, let me go and check on the weird guy. He's having I don't know if you noticed, he's having a bit of a...
Yeah, he's having a turn. He just shows up.
Yeah, where did he run off to?
Time.
Where did he run off to, sir? Do you happen to know?
I told him to wait outside to try and get some fresh air and that I'd be with him in a second. We should probably...
Just clear the greenhouse?
Roll me an intelligence roll, James.
My intelligence ain't high.
So you won't realise about the greenhouse.
I think Jesse does, or at least
none of you went in there, though.
No, but we know what's it, because remember they tried to poison us.
Oh, yes. Okay,
so we know that there's a bunch of bad shit in the greenhouse.
Yeah, you know.
We don't know that there's something living in there, though. That's General Man.
Adrian's just kind of like, yeah, there's some weird flowers in there, but it's fine for
Yeah, we're pretty certain all the fruit and stuff poisoned.
Yep, and Cartman's Cartman.
Yeah. I was hallucinating, okay, it's fine.
It's at this...
Oh, we should go check on him. Come on.
Hold on, I'm going to also show this to players.
Oh.
Yeah.
Carmen, it's you!
It's at this point that the purple flower takes its action. Essentially, it will release a spore-like cloud into the air that will settle over Cartman's unmoving body. It won't immediately kill you, but it starts in motion a rapid decomposition of the victim's flesh.
Oh, shit.
So basically think end of Ark of the
Covenant. Yeah. Cartman, roll me a con roll. Okay.
He only partially dissolves.
Yeah. Unable to escape or failing a con roll in 60 seconds begins to rot, suffering 1d3. Well, actually, you still can't escape, so roll me a d3.
Well, hang on a second. Remember, I've only got 4 hit points left.
Roll me a d3. You ate the purple flower.
That's not done it, Carmen.
There's 1d3. There you go.
Yeah, the forward slash is before you.
Yeah.
It's a forward slash roll space 1d3.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm going to keep that as well. Damn. You take 3. You're dying, Carmen.
I want 1 hit point.
Oh.
Trust me, well, don't say anything.
This thing is still tearing into you as well.
In Dreamland?
Yeah,
that's a good point, actually. It can't hit his physical body, it's just hitting his mind.
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's a multi-dimensional
beam. Shit is happening.
Okay.
He did.
Wait, what?
You're dead.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Donny Cartmanion is dead.
Can I roll a first aid to revive him?
Yeah, bring him back from dead. Necromancy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Gertrude and Elric are immortal. They are immortal. Cap, me and you are immortal.
Out of the original crew, only Gertrude and Elric survive. Will their seemingly immortality hold up for much longer? We'll have to see. Thank you very much for listening. Find us on Spotify, Google Podcast, and various other podcast apps. Until next time, goodbye.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.